Cranberries may be an iconic food on the Thanksgiving table, but it's the turkey that takes center stage. And it was the native wild turkey that John James Audubon chose nearly 300 years ago as the very first image for his masterpiece, The Birds of America. As Michael Stein points out in today's Bird Note, J.J. Audubon was not only a fine artist, but a humorous observer as well.
In the early 1800s, John James Audubon wrote, "The great size and beauty of the wild turkey, its value as a delicate and highly prized article of food, render it one of the most interesting of the birds indigenous to the United States of America." He describes how wild turkeys, which walk more than they fly, cross a river. When they come upon a river, they betake themselves to the highest eminences, and there often remain a whole day, or sometimes two, as if for the purpose of consultation. During this time, the males are heard gobbling, calling, and making much ado, and are seen strutting about, as if to raise their courage to a pitch befitting the emergency. At length, the whole party mounts to the tops of the highest trees and takes flight for the opposite shore. The old and fat birds easily get over, even should the river be a mile in breadth. But the younger and less robust frequently fall into the water. Not to be drowned, however, as might be imagined. They bring their wings close to their body, stretch forward their neck, and proceed rapidly towards the shore. I'm Michael Stein.